This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Biden administration is planning to issue sanctions on Russian officials as early as today in response to election interference and a hacking campaign that breached U.S. federal agencies, according to several people familiar with the matter. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach which was identified in December, and that the U.S. government has said was likely orchestrated by Russia, affecting software made by SolarWinds Corporation and giving hackers access to thousands of companies and government offices that use its products. Some 30 entities are expected to face sanctions for the SolarWinds breach or interference in U.S. elections, with about 10 Russian officials being expelled. A White House statement said President Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call early this week that the United States will act firmly in defense of its national interests in response to Russia's actions such as cyber intrusion and election interference. Well, President Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. President announcing all 2,500 U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that sent American forces there, 10 years after Osama bin Laden's death. President Biden said one reason for remaining in Afghanistan become increasingly unclear, even as the terrorist threat that we went to fight has evolved. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine remained in limbo on Wednesday and currently, as a U.S. health panel called for more data before deciding how and whether to resume use of the one-dose shot, putting off a vote for a week or so. The panel is reviewing six reported cases of rare brain blood clots in women who received the J&J vaccine, a day after the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended pausing its use to assess the issue. One of these six women died, three remain hospitalized. The CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, also expressed concerns they might not even be aware of all of the occurrences. The panel could recommend limiting the use of the vaccine to specific age groups to reduce risk and is likely to issue advice to healthcare providers on how to recognize concerning symptoms and treat those patients. Meantime, European regulators are also investigating the occurrence of rare blood clots linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. India's coronavirus infection reached a record on Wednesday as crowds of pilgrims gathered for a religious festival. After reporting less than 10,000 cases per day early this year, India has been the world's worst hit country since April 2nd. Government blames a widespread failure to heed curbs on movement and social interaction. India on Tuesday said it will fast-track emergency approvals for COVID-19 vaccines authorized by Western countries and Japan, paving the way for possible imports of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna shots. The move will exempt companies from carrying out local safety trials. Well, Denmark has become the first in the world to decide not to resume use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine following reports of the rare blood clots. Danish medical officials say the vaccine has not been scrapped, though. And rescuers are searching for the missing crew members of a large commercial vessel that capsized in heavy seas and strong winds in the Gulf of Mexico off the U.S. state of Louisiana early this week. The Coast Guard confirming one person found dead, six others rescued, 12 are missing since the vessel capsized. Spokesman said the search team remained optimistic. The 129-foot boat was identified as belonging to the marine transport firm Secor Marine. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.